3, 2, 1.
Artemis II is scheduled for launch in November 2024 in a year's time. It'll be the first in series of missions to build a long-term human presence on the moon. But more excitingly, it is predicted to then transform into space tourism. Paulo de Souza is the Vice Chancellor of Science at Griffith University with a PhD in Natural Science. He is the Editor-in-Chief of the scientific journals Spacecraft and Satellites and advised NASA on the design of the sensors used on the Mars' rovers.
It is part of a broad initiative to explore and utilize the Moon, preparing for future missions, crewed missions to Mars. The mission aims to land astronauts, including the first women, on the lunar surface, conduct scientific research experiments, develop new technologies.
Paulo says that if you travel somewhere special like Mount Everest, why not travel to space?
It's part of any economic activity as well, and it's a way to reduce the space between space and us normal humans down here. If you can afford to do it and you have the willingness of taking the opportunity to travel to somewhere special, you might go to the Everest, you might go somewhere else, but why not to space? And people would like to experience that. So it is something that makes access to space definitely more affordable. It's something that is not just for trained astronauts to do. And it's probably the future of the space industry is to actually have settlement of humans elsewhere.
But how does the general public feel about space tourism?
Definitely, I would plant a flag when I go there. I would look at all the planets, the stars, constellations, and I would just like to like experiment with different things. Yeah, I'm definitely taking a selfie up there to show the people that it's not fake.
Oh, I love to go to the moon. It's one of my many dreams that I feel like I might not get a chance to accomplish until the day I die. But it'd be great up there because to feel at Earth from a different perspective, enjoy the scenario there. Hopefully friends and family one day.
Do a backflip, look at from the moon and like all the other planets. It would be really pretty.
While it brings excitement to many, there is still an element of risk and fear attached to space tourism.
I would find that really, really difficult. I don't think I would enjoy that whatsoever. Not being grounded and have to, yeah, honestly, that would be awful. I don't think I would like that. No way.
I feel like I probably wouldn't, like normally, but I think it would be a cool opportunity if I ended up going. I don't know, like bounce around a bit. I think that would be cool, like just for a bit. But I feel like, yeah, backflips, see what I could do with the non-gravity.
Professor de Souza says if we're careful enough, space tourism would be as safe an industry as aviation is today.
Space endeavors are risky by nature, as anything we do. Crossing the street is risky. Climbing a mountain is risky. Running a trail is risky. Or driving an M1 is risky. But then how you limit the risks and how you do that safely is what really matters. And I think if we are careful enough, we will have a safe industry, as aviation is today.
But the biggest question is, how would we sustain our presence on Moon in longer run? Professor de Souza says there are many resources on the lunar surface that can be utilized.
In addition to the water ice, which is one important resource for many things, and can be used not only for drinking water, generating oxygen, and producing hydrogen for rocket fuel, helium-3 is another one that has the potential to be used in nuclear fission. Regolith, just sort of materials, fine-grained materials that you find on the surface of the moon that you can use for manufacturing purposes, particularly for buildings that you need to construct there. We do have solar energy. It's very abundant. We don't have cloud coverage there. You would also have a large number of meteorites on the surface of the moon. So there are rocks coming from other places that fell on the moon. And because you don't have much weathering, it's relatively easy to find those meteorites.